All right. Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. I can't thank you enough for listening. My voice is struggling, but I think I'm getting through today's show okay. I haven't hacked yet, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Like I said, thanks for tuning in. We're listening to some more blues music today. And there's another guy I'd like to feature today, a man named Mr. Tinsley Ellis. He's been around a good while. I saw him when I was a young man down in Savannah, Georgia. And you talk about a really good show. He influenced me quite a bit. I still remember that show to this day, even though it was 20 to 30 years ago. But that show left an impression. And Tinsley Ellis is just a wonderful guitarist, wonderful songwriter. If you ever heard of Tinsley Ellis, you should really look him up. He has some really good music. That being said, let's get right into some Tinsley here. Here's one of my favorite tunes, Rock Slide. That is Rock Slide from Mr. Tinsley Ellis. Atlanta's Mr. Tinsley Ellis, born in Atlanta, but raised in South Florida. I think he kind of bounces back in between a good bit. Another fine guitarist. Like I said, I saw him when I was a young man. Very influential. And he was influenced by the power blues trios, the power rock trios of the late 60s, Cream, ZZ Top, Grand Funk Railroad, Mountain. And in his own words, he says, then I discovered the real stuff like Freddie King and the Three Kings. It always comes back to the Three Kings one way or another. When he was 15, he attended a B.B. King show, and he was very impressed by B.B. King, and B.B. King broke a string, and he asked Mr. King if he could have his broken string, and he gave it to him. And Tinsley still has that to this day, and that's probably 30, 40 years ago. You never know. One man's trash is another man's treasure. I love that. Let's get a little bit more here. How about Double-Eyed Whammy for Mr. Tinsley Ellis? That is the Double-Eyed Whammy from Atlanta's own Mr. Tinsley Ellis. Very good guitarist. You know, I talk about these guitarists all the time. You talk about their live schedule. You know, the radio really doesn't do these guys justice. If you see one of these guys come into town, you really got to go see a live show. A live blues show is what it's really all about. And Tinsley Ellis puts on one monster live show. Billboard magazine wrote about Mr. Ellis. Nobody has released more consistently excellent blues albums than Atlanta's own Tinsley Ellis. He sings like a man possessed and wields a mean, lean guitar. That's a pretty good review, I think, from Billboard magazine. And that just makes me want to listen to some more Tinsley Ellis. What we got right here? Oh, let's see. To the Devil for a Dime. This is one of his most popular songs. I actually got to see him play this live. Very good song. Here we go. Mr. Tinsley Ellis, To the Devil for a Dime. My soul to the devil for a dime, Mr. Tinsley Ellis, hot guitar player right there. You know, Rolling Stone magazine wrote about Mr. Tinsley Ellis. On assertive originals and standards by the likes of Jimmy Reed and Junior Wells, Atlanta's Tinsley Ellis leashes feral blues guitar. Non-stop gigging has shaped his six string to a razor's edge. His eloquence dazzles. He also achieves pyrotechnics that rival early Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton. that's a pretty good endorsement right there. But I tell you what, don't go away. There's a lot more to come, a lot more blues. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.